Chapter 1. Rocky gave a swift neutral incline of the head when the customer across the bar ordered a Bloody Mary with a 40-year-old Laphroaig imported from Earth. If he'd not been getting paid overtime and expenses, he'd have hit the panic button just to have the station troopers haul away this defiler of God and whiskey. But a job was a job, and Rocky was nothing if not professional when on the clock. Thankfully, the lounge wasn't so busy that he got in the way of the owners, Jane and Mick, who covered the middle and other end of the bar. He'd not mixed drinks for a crowd in 20 years. He considered his upcoming birthday and amended that to more than 20 years. Sure, he'd mixed plenty of drinks on his own when alone, but no one wanted to know that about their bartender. So, playing the role, Rocky didn't flinch when he mixed station-made tomato juice with a 4-count of some of the finest liquid to leave Earth, only to be mixed with powdered wasabi, some black pepper, and clam juice. Locally produced in the tanks, if the customer cared, which Rocky was certain this one did not. "Mate, dump some horseradish in there, if you got it," the customer said. "These station spices are never strong enough for my tastes." "Of course," Rocky said, without gagging. He dumped a double portion of insult into the shaker and repeated in his mind, "overtime and expenses." After it was well mixed, Rocky poured the abomination into a pint glass and, for the hell of it, garnished it with more black pepper. He even added a decoration, a long skewer of station pickles, just to put that smug whiskey in its place. The man guzzled the drink, and Rocky reminded himself that money didn't buy class. Rocky served two other customers who wanted sensible things. A natural blonde with pink highlights ordered a Manhattan, 2 stemmed cherries please, as she was planning to do some tongue action with them. Good for her. Everyone needed a hobby. The other was a bottle blonde who ordered a basic station vodka on fruit-infused ice cubes. So far, the night was going perfectly. He'd slipped both Jane and Mick a flat 5, a stamped tiny rectangle of pure gold that was untraceable cash by the banks. Incidentally, the taxman too. Worth a day's wages each, including good tips, Jane and Mick were happy to take the bribe. Like he'd said, and expenses. Of course, the abomination of a drink the customer had finished cost more than that. He snatched the empty and dropped it into the small dishwasher under the bar. He did leave the beer mat, though. "Can I get you anything else?" Rocky asked.
"Got anything stronger?" he asked.
"Well, I'm not sure stronger is the right word, but we have a new hot mix. It's coffee, soy milk, and station ghost chilies to really kick it up."
"What booze is in it?" he asked.
"That one's virgin, but it's got a big kick," Rocky said.
"The only virgin I want is one in bed," the man said with a huff.
Like Rocky said, class can't be bought. How this man ever got elected to Parliament on Mars would remain a mystery for the history books. Still, he was taking the extra bait. Rocky already had enough, he knew, but he always went the extra step.
"Just give me the damn bottle."
"Which one?" Rocky asked. Then, in case the man had confused exactly what kind of establishment they were in, he clarified, "Which bottle?" Rocky, not being a real employee here, had no idea what the bottle of whiskey cost, beyond insultingly expensive. Still, he dutifully tapped his tablet to check the price. And the man's credit hold that even allowed him to get in through the doors. "Sir, the bottle is 50,000, but you're only cleared for a monthly tab of $1,000. Now, if you wish me to call the manager to discuss your credit..."
"I said, give me the bottle," he roared.
That was all Rocky needed, and he pressed the panic button under the bar. Not that he was remotely panicking, but he'd gotten enough for the judge. That's why Hamilton Cherry, the crooked son of a bitch from Mars, had been carefully herded into this bar by 2 very leggy ladies where every wall had a sign telling you to smile, for you were on camera.